In a quiet village, nestled between silver hills and whispering woods, there lived a little girl named Luna. She had starry eyes, a curious heart, and a name that glowed like moonlight. Luna lived with her grandmother in a cozy cottage where the wind smelled like lavender and the floors creaked with stories. Her days were filled with reading, exploring, and helping her grandmother tend to the garden. But it wasn't just any garden. It was a garden that bloomed only at night. They called it the Midnight Garden. Each evening, as the last rays of sun dipped behind the hills, Luna would tiptoe outside in her bare feet, a lantern swinging from her hand. The garden, hidden behind a tall iron gate, entwined with silver vines, would be asleep during the day, just ordinary patches of soil and tangled stems. But when the clock struck 12, something magical would stir. The flowers began to glow. Bluebells that shimmered like starlight, violets that hummed a soft lullaby, tall moon lilies unfurled their pearly petals, and silver-petaled roses swayed gently, though there was no wind. Fireflies danced among the blooms like living embers. The air smelled of honey and rain. Luna never told anyone about the garden, not even the village children who asked where she went at night. It wasn't because she wanted to keep it a secret. It was because she knew some magic is shy, and it blooms only for those who believe without needing to be convinced. One night, while wandering the glowing paths of the garden, Luna heard a soft rustle. She turned and saw a tiny creature peeking out from behind a mushroom. A fox, but not like any she had read about. Its fur was as dark as night, speckled with tiny white stars. Its eyes shone like lanterns.
"You see it too?"
said the fox, stepping forward. Luna blinked.
Of course I do. Don't you?"
The fox chuckled. "Most walk right past. They only see weeds and thorns."
"But they're missing it," Luna cried. "It's so beautiful."
"Ah," said the fox, sitting beside her. "That's why the garden chose you."
They sat in silence for a moment, watching the flowers pulse gently with light. Then the fox turned to her. "Do you want to know a secret?" Luna nodded. "This garden doesn't grow just from soil or water," the fox whispered. "It grows from wonder. The more you dream, the more it blossoms." From that night on, Luna visited the garden not just to walk, but to imagine. She told stories to the flowers. She painted shapes in the air with her lantern. She sang to the moon lilies and whispered wishes into the petals. And slowly, the garden grew. New flowers appeared, ones that sang in harmony, vines that curled into hearts, and trees that bore glowing fruit shaped like stars. Even the wind began to carry laughter that wasn't her own. As she grew older, Luna still visited the garden each night. She never stopped believing, never stopped dreaming. And though many things changed in the world beyond the gate, the Midnight Garden bloomed brighter than ever, nourished with a little girl's love.